right, as a result of the tweet that the president sent yesterday, the two tweets about Minneapolis that we just went over, "I can't stand back and watch this happen to a great American city," was the first tweet. And the second one, "These thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd. I won't let this happen. Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz. Told him that the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty and we will assume control. But when the looting starts, the shooting starts." So Twitter went on there, made it so that tweet could not be liked or shared, but it could be viewed. They put in their new censorship policies, if you will, saying that that somehow glorified violence. The president talking about an ongoing riot in Minneapolis, and Twitter decides to step in and block it to say that it glorifies violence. Well, this is what brings us to the executive order on social media that the president has been talking about for a few days. Jack Dorsey is a fool. Because when you have a day and age when the electronics that surround us are the way we communicate, and the social media sites like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, these are the ways we communicate and spread messages. When you start censoring on there, you're on a very dangerous path. Yes, it may be protected because you have a private company. However, when you have a monopoly, because there really is no peer to Facebook, there really is no peer to Twitter. These are social media giants that stand alone. And when you start censoring those, you're censoring free speech, my estimation. And I know I'll get the letters, oh, it's a private company, they can do as they want. Yes and no. Because basically at this point, they are a public utility. They are so ubiquitous that they have become a public utility. They are the way we communicate. And when that company starts to dictate how I can communicate with you or you with me, and how I communicate with the world, because that's what the president does. He communicates with the world using Twitter. And if Twitter wants to squelch that speech and that of others because they do it every day, it's going to be a problem. And yesterday, the president signed an executive order exposing social media to more regulation and control. He was with Attorney General Bill Barr, who stood at the president's side in the Oval Office, and talked about the social media giants and the fact that they are censoring free speech. It's bite number three with the Attorney General. Listen to what Mr. Barr had to say. Bite three, it's going to come.
These companies grew because they held themselves out as public forums, as free public forums where a variety of voices and diverse voices could come on and be heard. That's how they grew. That's how they attracted the eyeballs. That's why people joined them. But now that they have become these very powerful networks of eyeballs, now that they've grown by holding themselves out as free public forums, they've now switched. And they are using that market power to force particular viewpoints. And that's wrong. And it has to be addressed not only through this executive order, but I think litigation going forward and by further action on Capitol Hill.
Litigation going forward. He may have said it softly, but that carries a big stick. The president also weighing in on how censoring on Facebook and Twitter and elsewhere creates real freedom of speech issues in this country and how it must be addressed. It's bite number four with the president talking about the same topic and his executive order opening up more litigation potentially, regulation potentially, and oversight of these giant social media companies. Bite number four, go.
Therefore, today I'm signing an executive order to protect and uphold the free speech and rights of the American people. Currently, social media giants like Twitter receive an unprecedented liability shield based on the theory that they're a neutral platform, which they are not. Not an editor with a viewpoint. My executive order calls for new regulations under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act to make it that social media companies that engage in censoring or any political conduct will not be able to keep their liability shield. That's a big deal. They have a shield. They can do what they want. They have a shield. They're not going to have that shield. My executive order further instructs the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, to prohibit social media companies from engaging in any deceptive acts or practices affecting commerce. This authority resides in Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act.
You see, previously, these social media companies were protected from that sort of activity because they were reposting the ideas, thoughts, images of third parties, you and I. And they allowed us to speak freely for the most part. You know, curtail violence, you know, pedophilia, things of that nature. But beyond that, it was pretty much the Wild West. Well, now that they become in and acting as editors, as the president said, that changes the dynamic. When they're basically acting as content editors, well, now they're subjected to the same sorts of regulation and rules as cable news or newspapers. It makes you liable because you're acting as a content editor, and it changes the entire playing field, which it should. If you want all that freedom, you have to conduct yourself in a certain way, and if you don't want all that freedom, by God, stand up and say so. I think Jack Dorsey is saying so. And can you imagine if Donald Trump took his social media fantasies and fixations elsewhere? What if he went somewhere else and decided to do his communicating with the public? He has over 80 million followers on Twitter. The president leaving Twitter would be financially devastating to the platform, I believe. How could it not be? So it's not only a matter of policy, it's a matter of, well, it's a matter of financial business sense for Jack Dorsey. My opinion is it should be wide open. Censoring and shadow banning and clipping people and banning people from Twitter, that needs to stop. Just because you don't like the conservative views of some, including myself, doesn't mean you have the right to keep us quiet. A diverse and robust conversation is more important to America than any other single thing. We have to have a diverse conversation in a diverse country, not just one point of view from one side of the aisle. 25 after, good to have you here in the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. Quick break. We'll be right back.